Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring in Dave Richard now from CBS Sports, our fantasy football guru. Dave, how you doing today, man?
Bill, I'm doing excellent. I've got a bunch of 2-0 teams. I hope your teams are 2-0 as well.
I have one fantasy league that I get in just because I get crazy with it, and it just eats up so much time. But I play it as if my house is on it. So I'm 2-0 right now. I'm not winning the league by a large margin, but I'll take what I can get. In the meantime, we've got a lot of people out there that want to chat with you. Let's start out, William, listening to us in Elm Grove. William, you're talking to Dave Richard from CBS Sports. Man, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you. I need two of these 4.5-point PPR. Marquise Goodwin, D.D. Westbrook, Damian Williams, or Chris Thompson.
Wow, that's quite a horde of players you've got there. If Damian plays, you'll go with him. And I think otherwise you go with Didi and Chris Thompson. And making matters worse is that you're not going to know what the deal is with Damian Williams until then, until Sunday, and you can start Didi tonight. Double-check your waiver wire. Make sure you can't get a guy like DJ Chark, Debo Samuel. One of the hot waiver wire running backs this week was Raheem Mostert. There were two great waiver wire receivers, DeMarcus Robinson and Mecole Hardman. I'd start any of those guys ahead of the players that you have on your team. You should make some wholesale changes to your bench. Keep up with what's going on around the league. If you can't do it, though, let's just play it safe. Take Westbrook tonight and go with Chris Thompson on Monday.
There you go. Thanks, William. By the way, try to give us an either or a 1 out of 3. Don't give us 10 people to pick from, just to keep it simple and easy. Let's go to Brad, listening to us in Salem. Brad, how you doing today, man? What's up?
How much are you guys doing?
Doing well.
So I got just one. I need 2.5-point PPR. I have Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, and Nelson Agholor. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to sit Agholor from that group. I just think your running backs are too good. Derrick Henry tonight, he's torched the Jaguars before, and I'm just not overly impressed with this Jacksonville defense. You saw Carlos Hyde get 90 yards last week against them. If Carlos Hyde can get 90, Derrick Henry should get at least a +10.
Got a couple here for you that are off the Twitter feed. Need one of these three in a PPR: Rashad Penny, Philip Lindsay, or Carlos Hyde.
I think I'd go with Lindsay there. I just think he's got the safest workload of the three. I know Carlos Hyde's gotten plenty of touches over the last couple of weeks, but I don't know if Houston's going to need to use him as much. They might be playing from behind, or they might just take advantage of that really bad Chargers secondary. Lindsay, tough matchup against the Packers. I'm really buying into this Green Bay defense. They're coming through in a big way, and Lindsay is splitting touches, but he will catch the ball a little bit, and maybe he's got a chance of getting 60 or 70 total yards on top of it.
Got one from Trey in Milwaukee. Said a standard scoring league, Agholor or Lockett at the flex position this week?
Easy answer to go with Tyler Lockett against the Saints. That defense on the road, second week in a row. They've actually been on the road all week because they never went back to New Orleans following their loss against L.A. They just flew up to Seattle, and they're practicing there all week. I think Tyler Lockett, a lot of targets last week. I think he continues to get a lot of work this week.
I got one more off the email wire here. It says, need to sit one of these three: Julian Edelman, Calvin Ridley, or Stephon Diggs.
You're going to sit Julian Edelman, especially if catches don't count. And I think it's easy to go with Ridley. He's just been playing at a torrid pace to begin the year. And Stephon Diggs, I know it didn't look good last week, 7 targets, only 1 catch, but it was a touchdown. I think the Vikings used this matchup against Oakland this week to get themselves right on both sides of the football. Defensively, they had some major breakdowns against the Packers early on. They tried to fix it. I guess it worked out to a degree, but they didn't win the game. They should be able to win against Oakland. Diggs should be a part of that.
Let's go back to the phone calls. Talk to TJ listening to us in Greenfield. TJ, how you doing today, man? You got a question? What's up?
Good. Hey, PPR running back, James White or Chris Carson?
I'm going to go with Carson. I know that there's some concern that Rashad Penny is going to come in and take some work away from him, but I want to talk about a running back that doesn't get a lot of work on a week-to-week basis. It's James White. averaging 7.5 touches per game through the first 2 weeks of the season. We've seen Rex Burkhead have a role. Sony Michel's going to have a big role. If he doesn't score a touchdown for your team, you have no chance of getting good numbers out of him. I think Chris Carson just is the much safer play.
Got Kyle listening to us in Milwaukee. Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Got a quick question. I have Austin Eckler, and I'm not sure. I know Melvin Gordon is coming back this year. Should I hold on to him, or should I trade him and get a high value? And when should I trade him so it's not too late?
I think you can start talking about trades now with Austin Eckler, although, I mean, there's a real chance that we don't see Melvin Gordon back on the field with the Chargers until week 10. I think the next concerning point with him, or the next plot point with him, would probably be the trade deadline. See if the Chargers make a move then, dump him off to somebody else. And if that happens, then you're home free with Eckler the rest of the way. I think you can get away with him for the next couple of weeks. Just taking a look at his matchups here, Bill, he's got Houston in week 3. That's not the best. But then he's at Miami in week 4, Denver in week 5. Those are great matchups for him. So I think you hang on to him for now. And then after week 5, you start thinking about selling high on Austin Eckler.
Got one here that says Daniel Jones, Case Keenum, or Derek Carr. Which one?
Wow, that's ugly. And you know what? I'm going to give you the answer that you might have not been believing when this week started. And you might not believe it now, Bill. But it's Daniel Jones. I really like how he plays. I think he's going to be an improvement for the Giants. Sterling Shepard's going to be healthy. The weakness of this Tampa Bay defense is in its secondary, and I think Daniel Jones can take advantage. Sneaky feeling here that the Giants actually upset the Bucs and win the game, and I think Daniel Jones will be a significant part of it.
Awesome. Let's get back to the phone. Go to David listening to us in Waukesha. David, how you doing, man? You got a question?
Yeah.
Go, shoot.
Yeah, so I'm in a standard PPR league, and I needed help on one of the three here. John Brown from Buffalo, Aguilar from Philly, or Westbrook from the Jaguars. Which one guy should I put in?
I think Aguilar is probably the best one to go with at this point. And it's just because of all that volume and all those catches that it's going to have, it's going to help him out in PPR.
Got one here from Nathan listening to us in Virginia. It says, at one point, PPR, the wide receiver Samuels or Green Bay's wide receiver Geronimo Allison or Hyde, says need to take two of them. And he says, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is my quarterback.
Okay. I'm still not sure if Geronimo Allison is a safe start in fantasy. I know he's going to catch more passes than Carlos Hyde, but really, you know, I'm getting the sense that if he doesn't score a touchdown, he's really going to let you down. So I would sit him of the three.
Okay, there you go. Let's go to Mike listening to us in Waukesha. Mike, how you doing, man?
Well, first off, I lost Roethlisberger and Breeze last week, and so now I have Winston or Josh Allen.
You know, you sound down about that, but those are actually two good quarterbacks to have. Josh Allen has been very productive to begin the year, and I think we're going to see Jameis Winston take a turn for the better. In the second half last week, he looked much better. I'm going to go with Josh Allen this week. If you've only got to start one, and it sounds like you do, Josh Allen, good fantasy production through the first 2 weeks of the season, and he's taken on Cincinnati. Their defense has been dreadful. Expect him to complete a bunch of deep passes against them, come through as a top 10 fantasy quarterback this week.
TJ hits me up on Twitter, says, Jared Goff or Baker Mayfield?
And they're playing each other this week, if I'm correct on that. And I think that Jared Goff is the one to go with. I don't have a lot of excitement about either one of those quarterbacks. For example, I'd rather have Josh Allen. I'd rather have Matthew Stafford this week than either of those two. But I think the matchup's better for Jared Goff. We haven't seen this Browns defense play very well to begin the season. They've got a good pass rush, but their secondary has made a bunch of mistakes. Even against Luke Falk and the Jets on Monday, they were playing sloppy. I think Jared Goff and company can take advantage.
Let's go to Garrett listening to us in Brookfield, Wisconsin. Garrett, how you doing today, man? What's up?
Good. How you doing, guys? So full-point PPR league, I need three of these guys, so one guy out on the bench. Antonio Brown, Damian Williams, Matt Breida, and Calvin Ridley.
Well, I mean, it's going to be easy if Damian Williams doesn't play. He's not practicing for the second day in a row, and if he's the one that doesn't play, I think that's the one you sit. Seems pretty obvious to me.
There you have it. Let's go to Andrew listening to us in Milton. Andrew, how you doing?
DeMarcus Robinson or DJ Moore? PPR, full point.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's PPR, I think DJ Moore is the easier one to go with. He's got that good, safe floor of, call it, six catches for 60 yards. We know that Cam Newton, unlikely to play. Kyle Allen will be the starter there. And we saw late last season that Kyle Allen could make some plays. Doesn't have great accuracy, but when you're throwing just 10 to 12 yards downfield to guys like DJ Moore anyway, it's not that big of a deal. And that Cardinals pass defense is not very good at all.
Got one here from Joshua, who says Westbrook or Shepard?
So I believe Sterling Shepard is going to be able to play. Westbrook obviously plays tonight. Don't really like the matchup for him. I actually think that Gardner Minshew prefers throwing to the outside receivers rather than using the middle of the field, and I think that could hurt DeeDee Westbrook. So I'm not too keen on starting him. Let's roll the dice on Sterling Shepard being ready to go. Worst-case scenario, you cut somebody on game day to replace Sterling Shepard.
There you go. It's that quick. Let's get one more call in. Tyler's been holding a while. Tyler, how you doing? Listening to us in Eau Claire. Tyler, real quick.
Good, Bill. How you doing?
Good. Shoot.
So I have Juju Smith-Schuster in a 10-team PPR, and with Big Ben out, you can expect some decline is what I'm thinking. I'm trying to trade for Aaron Jones. Is that a good move?
I think that's fine. If you're trying to get rid of Smith-Schuster and upgrade to Aaron Jones at running back, especially if you have a need at running back and you've got good enough receivers to replace Smith-Schuster with, that's exactly the type of trade that you want. Personally, I think that Smith-Schuster is worth a little bit more, and I'm not too worried about him losing a ton of value without Roethlisberger under center. We did see Mason Rudolph target Juju 6 times in 1 half, including the 2-point conversion last Sunday. I would imagine we'll continue to see more of that.
Always good, Dave. I tell you what, we appreciate it. Great advice. They can always hit you up on Twitter as well, at Dave Richard. They can find you there, and we'll chat again next week, man.
Looking forward to it. Good luck in your league, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. You can find him there. That's where he's the fantasy guru. You can also track him down at Dave Richard on Twitter. Always good to chat.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.